Hey there, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Oh, you know, just recording episode 15 of a
Hey.
little podcast called Two Hoots and a Holla.
Hey. I think I listened to that too.
Oh my gosh, no way. You've heard of
Yeah,
it?
I think so. It's like one of my favorites. Everyone should check it out.
I just heard it's like quality, funny, relatable content.
I just heard it's like we're like two queers. Like just we're here, we're queer, and like they have a podcast.
They have a podcast, and I mean, we've gotten so casual with like recording our conversations that last week we literally forgot we were recording.
Lit. Also, too,
Seriously, that
that reunion, I
reunion.
just want to wipe it from my memory, to be quite honest with you.
It's, I mean, I looked at people like shit talking it online, and then I said I would listen, to the podcast, what they thought about it. Bob and Monet did not like it. They shit talked it. But
Really?
yeah, but Willem and Alaska liked it.
Of course they did.
Right. I don't know. But I mean, I do understand like it gave like a good platform for them to like release their singles or, show off whatever, but like by definition, it wasn't
It
really
wasn't
like
a
a
reunion.
reunion. Exactly. And then I just watched the season 10 reunion where they're all fucking fighting. Vixen like walks off the set. I'm like, see, this is like a reunion.
Looking for.
Literally, not like them interviewing them separately, and not even RuPaul interviewing them. It was like an off-screen person. And then just them doing like a music video. Like, I mean, y'all can check out our reunion, drink along. Some of our rules were like irrelevant since we were under the impression it was going to be a reunion and it wasn't.
Yeah, we just drank.
We just drank.
Sip,
It
sip that
was,
Miller.
I was like, you're going to sip, sip on that Mil Mil? I just finished my first True True. Like, I
Oh,
was like,
gorge.
oh, Paris, hey, Gorge. So what do you
Angel.
think? What do you think? We are on two, episode 15. Like we're entering like the third trimester our season. Like, what do you think about
Mean, we're here.
that? We're queer.
And we have a podcast.
Is pretty cool though.
It is. No, it's nice. It's always one of those things too. Whenever I'm just, they're like, "Oh, what'd you do last night?" When I'm talking to people, I'm like, "Oh, I just recorded my podcast. Like, just recorded
Right.
with my friend. Like, no big
Like,
deal."
it takes commitment. Remember when Brooke said after we did like five or six episodes, she was like, I'm surprised you guys have like committed yourself to the
Right?
work. I'm like, hey, it's there. So we do it.
Hey.
Hey, like, we are literally like inviting everyone in on like our open conversations in life.
It literally, like, if you ever wonder, like, what it's like not on the pod, it's the
It's
same.
literally like basically the same. Like, you and I talked on the phone. It was last weekend or the weekend before. We talked on the phone one night for like 2 hours. That wasn't even the podcast. Like, we were just talking. Legit though. So yeah, welcome to episode 15. We got some cool stuff planned out the rest of the season,
Yeah, we do.
y'all.
But I am very curious about something that happened tonight. You had someone come over and you're starting a new endeavor.
Endeavor. Yeah, I mean, so like I like to read,
Yes.
which, some people know. And I have a Bookstagram, which I'm going to announce to you. I did this today, so I hope you're sitting down. I changed my Bookstagram handle. It's
Two.
no longer Keith Reads with a Z, then the number 9. It is now Keith Reads with a Z.
Oh, that's it. It's classy.
Drop the 9. And my friend Dave and I are making a YouTube channel under the same name. So it's consistent, Keith Reads. And we're just gonna do like some like videos, like whether it's me reviewing a book I just finished or I already read, or we talked about doing different like spotlight things, like maybe me talking about like an author for a couple minutes or like a genre, and like he brought over a tripod.
Oh, it's like
So
profesh.
it's to I'm a profesh, sis. That's from the social media musical. I'm a profesh.
That's your bio. That's it. That's your
That's it.
whole
I'm a
bio
profesh,
on
sis.
here.
That's all you need to know. But basically, like, I have my Bookstagram, which I love, like, posting pictures and reviews of what I'm reading. So Dave, he does like a lot of real estate photography and getting into like videography and like changing with the times and whatnot. And he was like, I really want to practice more like video editing. Like, is this something you'd be interested in? I was like, hell yeah. So last time I went over there, we talked about it, hashed some stuff out, and he came over here tonight. And like, we kind of got a game plan started.
I'm
So,
so excited for you, Bo.
yeah. So when it's all launched and stuff, you can check me out on YouTube by Keith Reads with a
Oh my
Z.
gosh. You know what you
What?
should do? You should do Boozy Reads.
We talked like I had my like White Claw in my hand when we were doing like test shots and stuff. I was like, I could just like start the video off with like pouring a glass of wine, like, and then just like going into
Yes.
it.
And you could do
Yeah.
like reading chapters of your favorite books, and you just,
Right.
or you read throughout the night, and we see you get progressively drunker and drunker.
It's like
Like,
the video's 2 hours long. I'm just me.
it's you, and then honestly, though, like it's so long, and then he edits it, so it's just like zero. Okay, so listen, Keith, hear me out. I don't know if this YouTube channel still is a thing, but I just thought of it now. So there is this, I guess I don't know if it is, but there was that I used to watch.
I'm
And you're like,
invested.
okay, get on with it. Like, you're like, okay, cool.
And
basically, these two girls, they weren't dating, but they were lesbians. One was like a really, like a butch girl, and one was a femme. And they would record an entire season in one night. But what they would do is they would get progressively drunker throughout the night, but they would record it all in one day. And then they would release it weekly so you could see. But they would do like different games and stuff like that to fill up a full hour long. So it was literally like 8 hours of them drinking, not 8 hours. A while of them drinking, they were able to spread out into a bunch of episodes, but it was all over one night. And then that was like a few episodes. So you could do that with like a book.
See, that kind of ties into what we were talking about, the filming process. Like, I could either do them like by myself, or he could come over one time and we just do like fucking 12 like episodes in one. So like that would, if we did that method and I was just drinking wine progressively throughout it, it would be similar.
Yes, like
Genius.
you have to like read every time you read a chapter, you have to finish a glass of wine.
And if I stumble, I have to take a shot of Jaeger.
My God, can
first
I help be
book,
your
my first,
creative director for this book?
yeah. My first book is Great Expectations. I'm like, all right.
Start with Pride and Prejudice. What are you talking about?
I actually read Pride and Prejudice.
I've never, so I don't.
Oh, Hawthorne. Bridgerton. It's very that.
Yes,
No,
I'm into
Pride and
it.
Prejudice is very that. It's very,
I'm
oh, Lady, Ho Lady it's
into
Hawthorne, and I forgot the woman's name. So yeah, that's my news. Aside from the fact, I kind of got like a low key like promotion at
it.
work, and I'm not. You know, we're not diving too deep into our personal workspace lives, but I basically get to like run my own department. So
Yes,
that'll be
boo.
cool. That'll be cool.
You can do
So,
whatever you want to make it as efficient as you want, and like,
right, which I have like, you know, started to. So I'm glad I get to like do it by myself and
In
You
true
know,
Capricorn spirit, I'm glad I get to do it by myself.
literally quote me on that. Like group projects, I'd rather do it by myself.
Okay, so there was a thing that made me think of on TikTok. There's an astrologer and she was explaining cardinal signs, and Libra and Capricorn are both cardinal signs, so is Cancer. So like you're a
Oh.
we're you and me, we're complete cardinal signs. And what
So
that means, we're like
what?
the starters, we're like the initiators, we're like the ones that like get it going,
Oh, you mean
right?
when we did the Sudalu poster in college and Anna changed your entire layout? Wait, she got fucked up off margaritas and then changed the layout. You were in the bathroom for 2 minutes, but in her defense, you were usually in my bathroom longer because like you would pee, but then you'd also take a bunch of selfies in front of the mirror. So you were probably preoccupied with that. And I like stack, I remember so well me sitting on the couch, and as soon as you closed the door, Anna fucking slinked over to the poster and like changed everything and glued it down so fast. And I sat, I just watched.
What?
I just, nothing, you know, nothing I could have said or done would have changed
Yeah.
anything. So I just watched and let it happen. And then you came out after your selfies session and saw the mix up, and it was just
I
game
saw her
over.
mid glue. She was
Mid-glue.
hunched over the poster, glue
Yeah.
stick in one hand, and her body
Yeah.
was like turned a little bit away facing the corner, and she looked up at me like I could
She
do math.
like a dog caught like chewing up the couch.
Yeah. And she looked me dead in the eyes with this little thing that she was gl like glue sticking the back of, looked me dead in the eyes as she pressed it on to the fucking poster board.
That's when didn't we go to Taco Bell or
Yeah,
something?
I carried her up the stairs or down the stairs
Yeah,
like
down
on
the
my
stairs, I
back.
think. That night, that just seems like a fever dream,
It was,
but
but to bring it back to
it
this talking about the
happened.
cardinal sign TikToker, it's a perfect example of all of us in that room. The cardinal signs like get everything going and started, and they were like, Cancers like to be in charge, and they were like, cardinal signs like to be in charge, but it's not the same way.
Oh.
And they explained it this way of like, cancers like to be in charge because they want to make sure everyone feels included and represented.
Okay.
Libras want to be in charge because they're really good at optimizing things and they can kind of see both sides and get to the decision quicker in a sense because they can weigh both sides evenly. Capricorn want to be in charge of everything because they just want it to be done right.
Amen.
Want all the little details to be right.
Yep, and that's a prime example.
And you are Capricorn, Cancer moon, Libra rising.
Oh yeah, I
I'm
just
Libra Cap. Like, it's so us.
did I ever tell you before we dive into everything, did I ever tell you about the time I was in like ninth grade? It was some like student leadership bullshit. And,
When you won Student of the Month.
no, that was separate. Student of the month, represent. But basically, I was in this group and we had to come up with like a stand at like a cancer walk or something. And I was like, how about Disney?
Shut the
I was
fuck
like, I just
up.
got back from Disney for my band trip. We do like a Disney stand, people like it, blah blah blah. And there was this bitch mom there whose name I don't even know who it was at this point. And she was like pushing back and like really rude about it. And I was like, okay, like, we don't have to do Disney. Like, fuck, I was trying to make a suggestion. I saw the woman who was like the leadership, I don't know, person the next week. And she was I was like, no one else is coming up with an idea. I was just throwing it out there. She was a bitch. I was in like ninth grade. And this 50-year-old woman was like bullying me.
Arguing with you?
Siri, I was like, okay, we don't have to, I was just like, no one else is saying anything, Brenda.
I was gonna
Okay.
say, is her name Brenda?
Probably. I don't think I've ever told you that story.
No, and it's so fitting that you told me on today's episode of all episodes.
I know, but Before we dive into our mainstream topic, I heard your child was sick.
Oh yeah. Speaking of child, on one of our breaks, I'm gonna have to give him his medicine for
Oh,
tonight, but
what, okay, what, like, catch me up, please.
okay, so basically Friday last week, all of a sudden, well, Thursday, I like Thursday trash night, took the litter out and changed it. And I come back upstairs and I see like these little red dots in the litter box. I'm like, that's interesting. That never happens before. And I was like, it's either Squish, I've got two cats, it's Squish or Milo. I don't know which one it is. Well, Friday morning, I'm getting ready. And basically, Milo and I have synced up our getting ready process for this morning. And while
Of
usually I'm
course.
getting dressed after showering, he is taking his morning dump in the litter
Oh
box
my
after eating
God.
breakfast.
Schedule.
It is. And next thing I know, I see him try and go to the bathroom like three times. And I look in the litter after each time and there's red dots. I was like, oh, hell no. My baby ain't feeling
No.
too good. So
Right.
long story short, I called my vet because this has never happened. He's never had, and normally when, cats like are peeing blood, pardon if that's,
Triggering.
triggering anyone, but when they do that,
Brooke stops listening.
she done. Stop. Next
Brooke just
episode. Skip.
skip. Okay, sorry.
So when that happens with like especially male cats, it's it can get blocked really, really quickly, and then it's like surgery time. So I
No.
was like, oh no, that's bad. So I called my vet. They couldn't see him until 3, and they're like, you need to get him to the ER right away. And I was like, okay, Brenda, like, don't give me a heart attack. I'm like
Seriously.
sobbing on the phone. I have
Oh
like a
my
full work
God.
day ahead of me. Like, there's so much going
Crying.
on, and they're like, you need to get him to the vet now. It can be blocked, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dude, I took him to the vet 2 weeks ago, and he had a clean bill of health. Like, where could this have come from? Like, what come from anything? Stress. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? He's almost 9 years old now. It's never happened to him. The most stress that he's been in is 2 weeks ago when he went to the vet. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So, long story short, I had to take him in,
Oh.
and turns out there was no blockage. He was good. They didn't know what was going on, so they were like, let's see. And they gave him some medicine, and it seems to be working. They gave him something so he could actually go to the bathroom. And then he's on gabapentin, which is a painkiller.
Nerve
And
blocker.
it is.
Yeah, we're, I mean,
Oh.
we prescribe gabapentin at work and it's like a nerve blocker.
Oh, that's probably oh good. And then an amoxicillin, just a little antibiotic. I think it's just a little infection, but he's doing better. So he goes to the vet next week. His medicine will also stop next week. Actually, no, his medicine should stop on this weekend. So yeah, he's doing better now.
Oh,
But it was a
he's
little
feeling
scary
better.
during the day, yeah. Definitely a little
Yeah.
scary. A little scaredy cat.
Oh,
No, little
Milo.
Milo.
Squish. Oh, that's the other cat. But like squish Milo's
I
face.
know. He's laying behind me right now.
He's like, you talk about me?
He's like my little shadow. He follows me everywhere.
Oh, I had a dog named Shadow.
You didn't. She's a bitch.
Very true.
Can't wait to come home for
Well,
4th of July and be like, man, I wish Shadow was here. And Kirk and
my parents will just lose it. Oh my God. And like my mom
pour
will
one
like
out for
defend
Shadow.
Shadow. Pour one out for Shadow.
Me and Kirk standing
R.I.P.
at the fire pouring out a Miller Lite for the fucking.
Taps is playing. Good times. Well, what are we here for tonight?
For a little four-letter word.
Oh,
Yeah,
Hangman?
let's play Hangman. Okay, it's four letters.
Okay.
Guess a letter.
D.
Yes, that's the first letter.
No way. Give me a hint on the second letter.
There's only it's close to the beginning of the alphabet.
Oh, so C.
Yes.
Then for the third letter, I'm gonna go with an LMNO.
Yes.
And then M, I just, oh, M?
Yeah, decom, baby.
DCOM, what? for our viewers at home who don't know what a DCOM is, what would you say?
I would say that that is a Disney Channel original movie.
Oh yeah, copyright, baby.
Don't sue us, Mickey.
Hey Mickey, don't sue
Hey,
us though.
Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. Don't sue my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
Artist of
Don't
that
make us
song
pay that
sues
fine. Hey,
us.
Mickey.
What's the artist's name? Tony something?
Tony Basil, and here's the best part. Fun fact, Tony Basil and I went to the same high school.
That is a pretty fun fact.
Yeah, Tony Basil went to Las Vegas High School, and then it turned into Las Vegas Academy back, and that's where I
Sound,
graduated from.
sounds fake, but
But
okay.
okay, you want to know what sounds even more fake? The steps
What?
of the school used to be part of the tour when you went to Las Vegas to go watch the nuclear test sites explode. You would stand on the steps of my school and watch them drop a nuclear bomb in the desert. It was part of the tour.
Hashtag Okay. All right. Okay. So now some of our
Block and a half away from Pawn Stars, the show on History
My cat.
Pawn, the
You're in the window from some of the recording. Oh my God. Now, our diehard fans may have noticed we didn't have taglines in the last two episodes. So,
Christine,
which.
did you notice?
Hey, yo, Dr. BJPP. Did you notice we didn't have
Thoughts?
taglines? Thoughts?
You can
Was
send your
something
thoughts
missing?
to the number 2, HOOTZ, and a holler at gmail.com. It's like texting, but in a different app, Brooke.
Exactly. And I checked our spam folder and everything, and we don't have any new emails.
God
So
damn it.
the only emails we get is the updates from Patreon that Bob and Monet posted a new
Oh,
Patreon.
are they gonna say, oh, that, like we had a new follower?
Oh, I mean, those are just so and like so many that I just like I hide those they're so common. But
Yeah.
without further ado, I would like to formally introduce coming in from stage right, the infamous, the musicalness, the happy ending DCOM happiness in the corner
Off the rails real quick.
coming in at 5'7". We have Stacy.
Hi, I'm Stacey Fleming Baton, and you're listening to Two Hoots and a Holler Baton on Disney Channel. Ding. If you know, you know.
Literally, if you know, you know. If not, then that's life. But
Coming in from stage left, one would say that he is the Sharpay to my Ryan. One would
that's a
say
good
he is
one.
the wind beneath my wings, or one would say that he is the music in me. Keith Higgins!
You know, I grew up watching Disney Channel original movies, but the only original thing in life is me. Jotted that one down earlier today. Thank you. So, yeah, episode 15, we're going to talk about some DCOMs, Disney Channel original movies. We're going to do spanning from like 97 to present day. and just do like a general, you know, discussion and see what comes up.
All right, folks. So, first, we gotta
I'm the
actually li-
realist.
what?
First things first, I'm the realist. Okay.
Drop this in, let the whole world feel it, because your ass is so big. Couple ace, couple. No, I wouldn't do that reverse. Anyways,
Okay.
so
Let's get past the moment.
let's get past it. So, first off, to start off this DCOM episode, I just want to let everyone know that Keith got me for Christmas. Because I always like say I have nothing to write on. I write on my hands all the time. He got me a lot of notebooks, a matching one for him for the pod. But then he also got me a Descendants 3 one. And it says Wicked Friends. And it's got Stevie
Us,
and
it's us.
Mal on it. It's us. And then Uma's up on the top and like the
Which is
not on the
also
journal,
us.
but it's like on, yes. It's not on the actual journal art, but it's like on the thing that like hooks it to the thing you sell it on. But it's like super cute and it's got like a little plastic overlay with like the castle in the background. It's like all spooky and whatnot. But yeah, that's what I'm using to write everything on this episode. So I just had to say that.
Oh, the
Love.
Descendants. We will touch on that.
We will. Can we also just call it that Keith wrote on the first page of this notebook so you can write things down, dot, dot, dot.
Did you discover
XOP.
that when I first gave it to you or not until
Yes.
later?
No, when you first gave it to me.
Oh, okay. That
I
was
love it.
fun.
It
Little
was.
exchange.
So we gotta actually like read through what the DCOMs are and just list them off for our audiences. Maybe it'll bring back some memories for them. That's what I'm hoping.
Right. So to jump start it, just the simple question, what is like DCOM movie, what do they like either like mean to you, or what's your like memory of them? Like, did you watch every one coming out, or like did you know what I mean? Like, what's your relate okay, let's simplify it. What's your relationship with DCOMs?
Okay, that's an excellent question. So
Thank
I
you.
loved DCOMs. They were like a special treat on Fridays when they would premiere, because they would premiere on Fridays and they'd like show all
Right.
weekend and stuff. And so I remember that sometimes there were some of them I was like, I have to be there on Fridays to watch it. Like it was like an exciting thing to look forward to when it was coming out at the end of the week.
Yeah.
A lot of them were really. Really for me, I remember like watching a lot of them and be like, this is really great. Like some were really heavy and taught some really great life lessons. Some were just fun. But yeah, I really enjoyed them watching growing up. Did I watch all of them? No. There were a handful of them
Right.
that I was never into and I never got around to watch. But the ones that I did watch, they hold a special place, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch a lot of them growing up. Brooke and I used to watch them. Some I missed, like you, but like I still have my staples and, you know, some current day ones. I mean, I introduced you to the Descendant series that you've never seen before, and you
Yes.
enjoyed them at this age too, and so do I. Like, there's still some good to the day movies you can look back on that are DCOMs.
Yeah, and I think too, it's like it's so great because like it's a staple with Disney. Like no other when we were growing up, no like Nickelodeon didn't do original movies.
They did, but they weren't as like consistent as the DCOM ones. Like, there was Fairy Godparent movies and SpongeBob movies and
Oh
stuff.
yeah, they're okay, yeah. Like the hour long ones or like that the hour and a half long
Yeah,
like episode type things.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug's
So
first movie, you know.
those heard that. Heard that. I'll give them that.
But no, I understand. Disney's like way more known for their consistency, quality, like just overall, like, you know.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. The House of Mouse, you know? House of Mouse.
Okay. What? Okay.
The House of Mouse.
Are you okay?
You never heard it called that?
Wait, you mean that the TV show where all the cartoons are in the one house,
Not
like
Mickey
the
Mouse Clubhouse.
no, not that. Ella watches that. I'm talking about the show where like they were at like a night, it's like a nightclub, and like the villains were there, but also You know what I'm talking about. It was a cartoon on Disney, and they were all they like put, there was like different skits from like different like Disney cartoons, and it was like an audience of all Disney. Brooke, back me up on
What
this.
fever
I'm gonna
dream
look it
did
up.
you?
No, it was like it wasn't Funhouse. House of Villains. I think it was like House of Villains.
Oh. Sounds
Yep,
fake, but is it
Mickey's
then?
House of Villains. Fuck you. Mickey's
Oh,
House of Villains, the 2002 animated horror comedy. Oh, wait, was this a movie? Okay, I'll look it up. But it basically. No, I swear to God, it was a show. Oh, I'm gonna find it.
Berenstain Bears.
How? Wait, is it House of Mouse? Is that the one where. Stacy, is
What
it House of Mouse or not?
me?
I'll find it.
Oh,
Mickey House.
well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to take our viewers through the chronological. And list them all off. And listeners, let us know. Friends, like we're on fucking YouTube. I'm watching too much YouTube. Let us know either on the Patreon or email us if any of these like brought up some memories for you or what your favorites were. So, okay, so we're just gonna keep going.
Okay, I'll look it up. I'll find it later. Just you wait. Just you wait. So, like Stacy said, we're gonna go through a decom list and just chronologically and see what's triggered.
Okay, so our first one, August 23rd, 1997, Northern
I
Lights.
don't know what that is.
No idea. August, that's this first one. August 25th, 1997, Under Wraps. I remember The Mummy. I remember this one.
Oh, and they're all hyperlinked too, so it takes you to like a description
Yeah.
of
This one,
that.
the iconic scene I remember for it, they go to a Halloween party with the mummy and they try and blend in and everyone thinks he's like has just a really good costume and the mummy's like woo-woo-woo-woo, but he's like an actual mummy and that's
Oh,
what I distinctly
classic.
remember from this. All
Classic.
right, what's our next one, Keith?
You lucky dog.
Sounds
What's
fake.
that?
I have no idea. But August 29th, one of my favorites,
98 Brink.
Brink!
If you
Love
liked
this.
Brink, you're bisexual.
Very much so. Because then it takes us to October 17th, the iconic starting of the trilogy series of them, Halloween Town.
So good. I almost thought it
So
was
good.
like Hocus Pocus that we recorded a drink along to that like didn't save. That sucked.
It was
It
Hocus Pocus.
was Hocus Pocus, I know. But you saying Halloween Town made me think of Hocus
Oh,
Pocus. But I
yeah.
love
OT.
Halloween Town, Calabar, you
Oh,
know.
so good. Then January 23rd, 1999 was the first of the Xenons.
Which I
Amazing.
love all of them, but I forgot like a lot of plot points of most of them.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom.
Isn't that like the second one?
I thought that was the first one.
I don't know.
I don't know. Raven's in one of them.
I thought she's in all of them.
Oh yeah, they're best friends. Zetus
Yeah.
Lapidus.
God bless you.
Then that
No, I think Zetus
takes us
Lapidus.
to 99 April 10th, 99 1999. Can of worms?
I don't know what that is.
No. Then May 15th, 1999, the 13th year.
This is on my list.
Nice. This is where he like turns into a merman, right?
Right, and I found the guy who played him when he was like a teenager, and he's like this like burnt out fucking like dad, like
I mean, when you're in this many DCOMs, like you
it's
either
not
are
the
like,
same person as Lucky the Irish, Stacey. It's not.
what
They're
do
different actors.
you? No, it's not. It's the
We got
same
in this fight
person.
about it before. Okay, keep going down the list and I'll fact check it for
Because
you.
it's also the same person in Smart House.
No, it's not. It's different guys, Stacey.
There was one, okay, Disney capitalized on finding one actor and putting them in a million movies.
Okay, let's see.
The
Smart
same dude that's
House.
in Smart House is the same dude in The 13th Year and The Luck of the Irish.
Ryan Merriman. He was in Final Destination 3. No, Okay, you can get filmography. Here we go. Smart House. End of list.
Which guy
No.
from Smart House are you
You
looking
were
up?
wrong. No, you were half right. So he's in Smart House and Luck of the Irish, but it's not him in the 13th Year.
What fever dream was I looking up then? Because I
I'll
swear it was him in The 13th Year.
The 13-year actor's name, Chez Starbuck, and that's the deadbeat, burnt-out dad I follow on Instagram.
Well, maybe you should follow the other guy because he might be doing better.
I'm like, remember Smart House? LOL.
That takes us to
Okay.
June 26, 1999. Smart House. Love that
That's
movie.
on my list,
Almost made
100%.
my list. Almost made my list.
Almost.
Yeah,
That's
it
such a.
was.
It's emotional. Well, okay. That's maybe why you don't like it.
Air sign. All mine are like, we
Meanwhile,
might.
at the end of the movie, when the robot singing like "Hush, Little Baby" and like destroying the house, I have like goosebumps. Like, this is
I
genius.
just remembered the one scene where the little sister's in her room dancing to that
Pop
C'est la
song.
vie song.
I love that
It's
song.
so good. Okay, so Smart House, then it takes us to July 24th, 1999. They were putting out
A
one like
lot.
a month. One a month. I remember it. It was like the hit thing. Johnny Tsunami. I've never actually watched a Johnny Tsunami.
I can't, maybe parts. See, he was a surfboarder, right?
Yep. That's
Buffed
all I
up.
know. And then
Me too.
August 21st, 1999, Genius.
I don't know what that is.
Is that the one with like Tia and Tamara's little brother?
Charlie is super smart. I don't know. No.
Oh, yeah.
Ends feeling a little out of place. He goes to Northern to study physics, and they're his favorite professor. He creates an alter ego, Chaz, who's a cool
Wait,
kid.
Emmy Rossum is in this?
Who?
Emmy Rossum, she played the girl in Phantom of the Opera. She's in
Oh.
Shameless. She's like the main person.
Interesting.
Damn, I don't know. Anywho, genius. Then September 4th, 1999, Punks. Punks.
I don't
Yeah.
know what that is either.
Okay. Well, then we got to the spookiest of spookies, October 9th, 1999. Don't look under the fucking bed.
It's still terrifying to this day.
Right?
Remember the guy had like claws and like
Oh.
fangs and like yellow eyes, and you were like scared to go to bed after, even though your house was already haunted because the ghosts were fucking up your Jungle Book VHS tape. Even though you were like, I fell asleep and I woke up and it was a different part of the movie, I was like, ooh.
Listen, the movie was over and it replayed, and it was this stupid scene where the elephants are like on acid.
Yeah,
Oh my.
the loud part probably woke you up. It probably like the tape ended and it like rewound itself.
Yeah, because it does that and then just plays again. Because yeah, that's just how the technology works. It just pressed play again. Anyways.
Anyway.
Triggered. Then it takes us to November 20th, 1999, Horse Sense. I think this is one of those Lawrence Brothers movies where they're on like,
I don't remember it.
yeah, we're all like the Lawrence Brothers. There was like a horse on a farm and shit. Then it takes us to January 22nd, 2000, Up, Up and Away. This is that superhero one where it's the family, right?
I thought it was about balloons.
No, this one was the superhero, like the
Approaching his
father.
14th birthday, arrival of superpowers like the rest of his superhero family exhibits no signs of extraordinary
Yeah.
behavior.
Because his dad's a superhero, mom's a superhero, and like he doesn't get his powers, and they don't know
So
if
it's
that's
like
going
The
to happen.
Incredibles. Isn't that what
Kind
The
of, but like,
Incredibles is about?
I mean, like, that's like a subplot, yeah.
About like about the baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've
I
asked Brooke. She's my directory about the Incredibles.
As she should
Okay.
be. She is incredible.
Right, exactly.
Shout out, Brooke. So
Stacey,
then
this is
it.
a really long list. You know you're not gonna be able to get through every single
Okay, I'm
scroll
gonna heat.
down.
Okay, I'm gonna heat it. I'm gonna fast it up. We're just gonna go.
But then if
Okay.
you okay,
Then
I'm
we get to
following it
February
too.
5th, 2000, Color of Friendship. Then we get to March.
Important.
Yes, very
Oh,
good.
you're
March
gonna skip
18th.
past the Color of
That's a.
Friendship?
No, we're
Wow.
listen. It just you told me to
Okay.
speed up. Okay,
All
March
right.
18th, 2000, Alley Cat Strike. Love
It's
that.
bowling. It's about
March
bowling.
22nd, 2000, Rip Girls. No idea.
Sounds like a porno.
Yep, May 13th, 2000, Miracle in Lane 2. Wasn't that drag racing one?
Oh, I thought it was about the what's that sport, winter sport where they like shoot down a pipe in those little
Oh, to oh yeah,
toboggan.
Lugeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I. Oh, this was Frankie Muniz. Oh, he was confined in a wheelchair, and he goes to the soapbox derby.
Oh,
Yeah.
yep. Okay.
Then June 17th, 2000, Stepsister from Planet Weird. No idea. July 14th, 2000, Ready to Run. I think another horse movie. August 18th, 2000, Quince.
I love that
Amazing.
movie.
One would
Okay,
say
is that
it's.
on our list?
It is. One would say it's quintessential. Oh, amazing.
Oh, how long you've been sitting on that?
All night. September
Okay.
8th, 2000, The Other Me. No idea.
Don't know.
October 13th, 2000, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. Hell
That's
yeah.
with what's her name from Sabrina, the
Exactly.
aunt,
Yes.
right?
Now, November 10th, 2000, Phantom of the Fucking Megaplex. Love that
That
movie.
was a good one. That's a good one. I agree.
December 1st, 2000, The Ultimate Christmas Present, where they make it snow in California.
Oh, yeah.
January 12th, 2001, Xenon the Sequel. February 2nd, 2001, Motocross, the one that turned everyone gay.
Semicolon,
March
the
9th, 2001, Luck of the Irish. April
one
13th,
that turned
it's good. Hounded,
everyone
I think it's about a dog. I don't know. June 8th, Jet Jackson, the movie. He was like a superhero, like kid. He was a movie star turned superhero, something like that. July 13th, The Jenny Project. No idea. August 17th, Jumping Ship. Can't tell you. September 14th, 2001, The Poof
I
Point.
like the
Sounds
poop
fake.
point. No, I like that one. It was in like the parents get like the mindset of like toddlers or something. They like switch. It was cute. Okay.
Heard. October 12th, 2001, Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge.
Tap danced right over my opinion.
December 7th, 2001, Twas the Night.
Oh, I like that one. That's with the dad from Malcolm and Breaking Bad. Right?
Oh yeah, I think
Yeah, Bryan
so.
Cranston.
Yes. January 18th, 2002, Double Team. They didn't even look alike. Can I
Being
just throw that
twins.
out there? She
They
they
were
didn't even look alike.
twins. They were actual twins, though.
No, they look it up. No, they weren't.
Just say you were.
They were not.
Stacy!
The people
Okay.
they were portraying were twins, but they Keith, tell me that those two
Yes, they
women were
were.
tell me those two women were tell me.
Double T. I
Double
can't.
teamed.
Double teamed. Disney. Here we go. Okay, let's find out the twins' names. Cast. Poppy Monroe as Heather Birch. Annie McQueen as Holly Birch.
Thank you. Tell me they look alike. Look at their two pictures and tell me they fucking look alike. They couldn't even be paternal.
I'm screenshotting this and putting it on the Patreon. I'm literally doing it right now so I don't forget. Okay.
Okay, so moving past that one, then we got the famous Cadet Kelly, where they start to like. Yes, this is where they started picking up. We got Cadet Kelly. Then we got True Confessions. Fuck yeah.
What's that
Such.
one?
Shia LaBeouf. I think he's the autistic
Wait, where he's looking through the window at Rihanna? No, that's Disturbia.
Yes. No, this one is where it's like vlog style a little bit too, because the sister has to like make a video and whatnot, and she chronicles like life with her brother, and it's really sweet and really well done. It was really good.
Okay.
Anyways, then we get the iconic Get a Clue.
Oh, I love that movie.
Brenda Song, Lindsay Lohan. Then we have Si Se Puede, Gotta Kick It Up.
Si Se Puede means yes, we can.
Yes. Then A Ring of Endless Light. The fuck is that?
I don't know.
The Scream Team, no clue.
Mm-mm.
January 10th, 2003, You Wish. The kid, like, wishes for his brother to go away. Yikes. And he, like, actually goes away. And he's like, oh, I take it back. And he, like, gets him back. Well, it's, like, a magic too late.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And then Right on Track?
Is that another skating one?
Is that the
one?
Luge one?
Oh, that makes sense.
Then the Even Stevens movie, classic. Oh,
I love that one.
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, quite good. That was a good one.
Is that the one with Kyle Massey?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
The guy from That's So Raven?
I don't think he's the main character on it. I think he's the main character in Life is Rough. But this guy reminded me of Ned from Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. But it's not him. But it reminded me of him. This is the movie where I said, I want to be able to crack an egg with one hand, because that was the pivotal point in this movie when that character was like, I can do anything I want. He, like, mid-final scene where he's, like, baking his final shit, he cracks an egg with just one hand. And it was, like, the character development for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we get to Cheetah Girls.
Yeah, classic.
Full Court Miracle.
Basketball.
Pixel Perfect.
I like that one with Ricky Ullman.
Yeah, the main
girl. You know, that's not actually his last name. His last name is like Hernandez, but they made him make it. Yeah, Ullman's not actually his last name. He has some like very like Mexican sounding last name. And when he got hired into Disney, they had him change it to like a stage name to sound like less Mexican.
Fuck you, Disney.
I'm going to look up his real name right now.
Okay. So just a quick fun fact for all of our Michigan people. The main girl, the pixel girl that he creates, is actually from Michigan. She danced at Deborah's stage door.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. I guess we can make it. Then.
I lied. Ullman is his last name, but he's Israeli, and his first name is Raviv. Raviv Ullman. And they had him change it to Ricky.
Still, fuck you, Mickey.
Fuck you, Mickey. Okay.
So then we have, I'm going to blow through all these real quick.
Ooh.
The Mat. Then Xenon Z3.
Classic.
Stuck in the Suburbs.
I love that one.
Tiger Cruise. No idea. Halloween Town High.
Okay.
Now You See It.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Dreams.
I don't know her.
Disney's Impossible, So the Drama.
Love it.
Go Figure. Ice Skating? I don't know.
Ice Skating, yeah.
Life is Rough.
Dogs.
About dogs.
Milo.
The Family Movie.
Love it. I like it.
Twitches.
Oh, don't get me started on Twitches. Okay.
High School Musical. Don't 2006. We're in 2006, folks. High School Musical, then Cowbells.
Allie and AJ.
Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Brenda Song.
Read It and Weep.
That one girl.
Okay. Kay Panabaker.
Yep, thank you.
Return to Halloween Town.
We're back.
Cheetah Girls 2. Cheetah Girls 2. Jump In.
Jump Rope.
Johnny Capahala back on board.
He's back.
He's High School Musical 2. They're
so
back.
So good.
Twins 2.
The twins are back.
Welcome back. Minute where they like stop time and shit. And then this is where I
That's
stopped after like
stoppers.
Twitches 2.
Oh, okay. I never got into Camp Rock.
Yeah.
I do like Wizards of Waverly Place. But yeah, you can basically X out all these until we get to the Descendants.
Exactly. And that's like years of shit. So I think I stopped watching. What was the year? I wrote down
When we were at
2007.
college, yeah. Oh yeah.
When I
Brooke
started like
loves Teen
high
Beach
school.
Movie. Brooke always suggested Teen Beach Movie to me, and I never watched
Ugh,
it.
don't.
Oh, yikes.
It's
Wait, you saw it?
I just have memories of KSPA from it. So
High School Musical's better.
yes, it will always be better. Everyone was like, it's the High School Musical of this generation. I was like, the
No.
So anywho's all. But what's your top? Do you have like your top out of that list?
Yeah, let's go. I mean, I said I love both the Twitches
Okay.
movies and the Twins. All the Descendants are great. Every Halloween Town, High School Musical, Xenons, and then standalones are Cadet Kelly, Stuck in the Suburbs, 13th Year, Smart House, Quince. You know, those are like the standalone ones.
Okay, all
What
right.
about
So
you?
you're including all the series as the one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So in no particular order, I had a top 10 and then I did three honorable mentions. So it's a total of 13. But in no
Okay.
particular order, Halloween Towns, except for the last one when they replaced that
The high
girl. Don't
school.
know her. Yeah. Don't know her.
Don't know her.
All the High School Musicals.
Yeah.
Gotta Kick It Up. Si Se
Oh.
Puede. It's one of my
It
tops. I
means yes,
love
we
that one.
can.
America Ferrera all day. And then that main girl, oh, I think she was my sexual awakening.
Damn.
Yep.
Ooh, Milo.
I know, right? Cadet Kelly, duh.
Of course.
Stuck in the Suburbs, hands down one of
That's
my
on my list
favorites.
too. That's on my list too. Yep.
Read It and Weep. It's one of my favorites.
I don't remember too much of it.
Read It and Weep, she like writes a story and it's like her alter ego, and her like alter ego comes to life. And so she starts acting more like her alter ego, and then she becomes
I
like,
think I was too into it.
and then she becomes like a famous, and then so she's like writing in her journal, and she like writes in her alter ego perspective of what happens in her journal. Her journal gets like published, it becomes like
Yeah.
live, and then
Okay.
everyone in high school is like, that's me, I'm that character, and like the mean girls are this. Then she becomes like famous, and then she starts taking on the persona of the character, and it's cool because they're sisters. Like they're like the two people in it. So like the girl who's like playing her alter ego, like it's her sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love, I fucking love that movie. Anyways,
I can tell.
and then Xenons, Twitches, both of them. Now these two are kind of off the cuff for my top 10 before I get to my honorable mentions.
What?
You ready? Brink.
The skating one?
Brink, yes. I thought it was the coolest fucking movie. I
Oh my
always wanted
God.
to rollerblade because of it.
Stop.
Amazing. I Brink, amazing.
Okay.
Here we go. This one's real off the cuff. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Alley Cat Strike.
The bowling one?
The bowling one.
Okay.
Hear me out. The scene, the final scene, spoiler alert for everyone.
Spoiler alert.
She's standing there. They create this bowling team. It's the final game. Last frame. It's a fucking split. And it's a split
Oh,
the furthest pins from each other. Tell me why the girl, you never expect her to. She takes the ball. She's the one with the glasses. She gets down on her knee. She takes the ball. And she spins the ball. And then
yeah.
she gently pushes it. And I have chills right now. That ball goes down that alley and everyone's watching. It hits that one pin because of the rotation on that ball. That pin knocks the other one down. They win the championship. Ah, cinema.
Oh, cinema.
So that's my top 10.
Wow.
And then my honorable
And
mentions are Quince, Phantom of the Megaplex, and the Even Stevens movie.
I was very sexually attracted to Donnie, their brother.
What?
I think they're older, like
Oh.
muscly. Like I think that was my like himbo discovery that I love
Was your
stupid jack
awakening?
guys. Yeah, there's a scene in that where he like runs shirtless, and I'm like, this is it. This is it.
This is my life now.
Solidified. This is my life. thanks to the Even Stevens movie.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad we get to review like all the movies and our favorites, and I think we should take the audience home with like a couple like little games.
Oh, you know I'm always down for a game, especially if it starts with a buzz buzz.
You have a buzz?
I wish.
BuzzFeed?
Oh, the Bracken.
Milo's like, well.
Oh. Can you hear him?
Yes.
He's dying for playing fetch right now. No. All right, we ready for these?
I am so ready. Just tell me which one we're starting with, and we'll go for it.
So I think we should start with the Descendants one.
Okay, because, I mean, for all y'all that don't know, Stack and I have a very special place in our hearts for the Descendants trilogy.
That we
do. We've gotten in many debates / fights over character development.
Kenny Ortega, that man, anything he touches turns to gold.
Right. So for this first BuzzFeed quiz, we're going to find out if we're more like Mal, who's kind of like the rebellious daughter of Maleficent. Mm-hmm. Evie, who's the daughter of the evil...
Evil queen? The
queen, yep. And she's kind of like makeup, hairstylist, like whatever. And then we have our girl, Uma.
Uma.
Who, she's pretty badass. So
daughter Ursula in the house.
Exactly. Right. So all right, let's start. So
first one is, what is your favorite color? I'm selecting blue. Black.
Blue.
Second question is, what's your favorite food?
Pizza, mac and cheese, pasta, or salad? I'm going to pick pizza.
None of these.
Well, if you had to pick.
Do salad.
Okay.
Choose a number. 22, 25, 16, or 27?
I'm going to say 27.
I'm going to say that too because that's how old I am. Which month is closest to your birthday? August, January, April, or October? October!
January.
All right, choose an instrument. Guitar, vocals, drums, or piano?
Probably piano.
Vocals. Choose a Disney Channel show. Ant Farm, Liv and Maddie, Austin and Allie, or Black Lightning the Who? Fuck?
Who are these? I'll choose Black Lightning, I guess.
And Allie, it's the only one I remember.
Okay.
Who'd you get?
Dove Cameron, who's Mal.
Guess who I got?
Evie?
Yes!
We're Mal and Evie.
I love being with Evie.
It says, she's you're so like Dove hot. Cameron, a young entrepreneur and unique star. You're always striving to be the best, and your ambitions prove your dedication. Except for that bitch when I was in ninth grade who was mean to me. Whatever. Okay, what did you say?
Sophia Carson. Like Sophia, you're dedicated to making the world a better place. You cherish nature, you protect others, and you love animals. You also show compassion when it matters most, and you're a strong philanthropist.
Perfect. Yeah, we had our matches.
We did. All right.
Okay, that was fun. Yeah, what's next?
Okay, so I think we should do it's finally time to decide which DCOM in each of the series is the best.
Oh, okay. I'll do the best of my knowledge.
Right. Okay, so first one off the bat, choose the best Halloween Town movie between the original Calabar's Revenge, Halloween Town High, or Return to Halloween Town.
The original.
Obviously.
And it has 64% of the popular vote.
As it should.
Right.
Choose the best Xenon movie. Xenon Girl of the 21st Century, Xenon the Sequel, or Z3.
See, Raven's in the first one. She's in the caption. She's in the promo pic.
Xenon looks so much older in the third one as compared to the first one.
Right. Is the second one the best one? I can't remember. Isn't the second one the one boom, 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 boom? I want you in my room. Zoom, zoom. I'm
No.
picking the sequel. Oh, the first one got the most
Let
votes.
me go back to the Xenon the Sequel. What is that one about? I
I don't.
went to the other thing. Oh, she works the alien patrol room. She finds herself on a mission to help some homeless aliens.
Sounds fake.
Right?
Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with the first one.
So that happened.
Yeah. Oh, his name was Protozoa. Zoom,
Oh.
zoom, zoom. All
Masubanova.
right, what's the best Cheetah Girls movie? Cheetah Girls 1, Cheetah Girls 2, or Cheetah Girls One World? I don't think I ever watched
I
One
don't think so
World.
either. If Raven wasn't in it, I didn't care. So the first one.
First one all the way, 58%. Okay. Best Twitches movie, Twitch is the original.
The original.
All right, now this one is controversial. The best high
This is
school
hard.
musical.
This is a really difficult one
It's
for me.
really hard.
I don't know. Like, I have different loves with all of them.
Let's think about this. Okay, let's break it down into a few categories. What do you think has the best music?
Like the first and the third.
Okay. I think which one has the best dance for you?
The third one does only because the production value is higher, so they have to hire like a bigger dance crew.
See, for me, I think the second one has the best dancing.
Well, when they're all up by the pool doing the 1-2 step.
No. When Hannah Montana does her cameo for
She
that we
does.
all voted for to see which Disney Channel star was going to be in it.
TBT.
I think the second one's the best because you know me. I love choreography that isn't staged and that happens naturally, and that happens a lot more in the second one. Like when they're in the kitchen and they're just like vibing out, and then all of a
Natural.
sudden it's and then they're on the baseball field.
Yeah, when Ryan and Chad were
They
confessing
fuck.
their gay love for each
Yeah.
other. And then did you know at the end of the movie in America, you can look this up. At the end of the movie, Ryan and Chad are wearing each other's outfits.
Yeah, it
So
happened.
you do the math.
Listen, think about it. It's a song called I Don't Dance. One of them is a pitcher and one of them is a catcher.
Right, and he's like trying to
Like,
flip his sexuality.
yes. So for me, I love me a good High School Musical original. It's really good, but I have to say it's not the best because Troy is sung by a different person.
Yeah.
So it's between two and three for me.
The third one's
And
production value is so much higher.
well, technically, it's not a DCOM. They released it in theaters.
It's still in the same series.
It's going to be controversial, but I'm going to say High School Musical 2.
One just holds such a staple in my heart.
Do what you got to do, boo.
One.
Yeah, it was 46% to 37. It's close.
Right.
Okay,
Okay.
Camp Rock. I've never seen a Camp Rock, so I
I
guess
didn't
original.
know. Yeah.
All right. Nope.
Same with
Best
Teen
Teen.
Beach.
Teen.
Sorry, Brooke. Hey, Dr. BJPP, which Teen Beach movie is better? One or two?
We trust you.
Yeah, whatever you say goes.
All right. Guess what the next one is?
The best Descendants movie. Stack. The first is a classic, but doesn't have Uma. The second one's so good because it has Uma, but then the third kind of has that like production value upper type thing where it's Uma, but then it's also Audrey, who's the daughter of
And Hades is
Rapunzel.
in it too.
And hey, yeah, but he didn't really like do too much for me,
I
but
say Descendants too, personally.
because it has what's my name? What's my
Yes,
name?
and it has my boy from Letterkenny.
It does, but the first one has Kristen Chenoweth. The first one won.
I think the second one was robbed, but that's just me.
The second and third are like basically tied.
Pretty much. How's that?
Yeah.
Uma.
Uma, Uma, Uma.
All right. Now, what's the best Johnny Capahala movie? Wait, they're the same. Yeah, Johnny Tsunami. either is Johnny Tsunami or Johnny Kapahala back on board.
Hawaiian roller coaster ride. Didn't we say that's what's going to be played as you're lowered into your grave?
Yes, I love that song.
You're like, I expect nothing less.
Actually, you don't want to be lowered into a grave. You know how I want to go out?
As an atomic bomb by your old high school.
I mean, kind of close. I want to go out as a firework.
Because, baby, but you can't afford the Katy Perry rights with this, like, off-brand fucking cover.
Yeah.
Because, booby, you're a fool.
It's literally just, like, the 8-bit ringtone version of it.
Blasted. Yes. Speakers.
Beep, 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 beep. Boop,
boop. You have to change like one note for legality purposes.
As I'm like being shot, and it's like I'm being shot off into the sky, and it's like only enough ashes for like 2 fireworks.
But they did, the firework turns out to be a dud. Like it fizzles out. Halfway the sky just falls in the lake. A firework. I thought you were going to say you wanted to be a tree or something.
Well, I was thinking about it and I was like, I want to be like multiple places. I do want to be a tree. Part of me wants to be buried because like I think it'd be cool to live in a graveyard. And then I want to also be put in a firework and why not like play at the funeral and like it's like, oh, we close the night with the firework in the sky. Part of me is like, yeah, be an organ donor, so like what's left to burn, you know what I mean, like
put your limbs
it. And then part of me is like
your left leg in a firework. It's
just, each toe gets its own fire.
why a firework?
I'll figure it out by some point and put it in a will, but we need to ask what's the best Johnny Kapahala movie. I say Johnny Tsunami.
I was gonna say we got off kilter.
We didn't.
Okay, sure. Johnny Tsunami is the best.
Okay, so now let's do another one. Let's do only people who are generally DCOM experts can fill in the blanks of these 30 DCOM titles.
30?
Damn, yeah, we're going through 30 of them. All right.
Oh, here we go. This is one of the ones we have to type it in. We suck.
I'll type it in. It's fine. All right.
Starstruck.
Okay, so it's 4 blanks and then struck. We're going to say starstruck. Yes, it's starstruck.
Thank you. Number 2 is high school blank.
Okay. High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Ooh, something ants.
Descendants. Yeah. Descendants. I have like a tattoo that says the Descendants.
Your tattoo just says Uma.
Uma, Uma, Uma. This one just says B-I-E-S. I don't know what this is.
Oh, something bees.
Paz. It's bees? Zombies.
Oh, okay.
Okay, number 5 is teen blank movie.
Teen beach movie.
Beach. There you go, Brooke.
Radio blank. It's 5 letters. Radio Mouth?
Nope, it's Radio Rebel.
Okay.
2012. We weren't watching
Lemonade.
Then.
No, Lemonade Mouth is the next one.
Blank Mouth, Lemonade Mouth.
Camp Rock is the next one.
Camp Blank.
Oh, Blank Protection Program.
Princess.
Yeah. I want like old ones. Okay, here we go. Blank girl of
blank.
The 21st century.
Girl of the 21st. Brooke.
Brooke, girl of the 21st century. Okay, the
blank girl. Me.
Oh, the spice rack featuring the Blank Girls.
Yes. Cheetah.
Cheetah.
Blank Kelly.
Cadet. Let it blank.
Let it go.
Let it. It's five letters.
It's Let It Shine. It came out in 2012.
Oh. Cool.
Pass.
Jump in.
Jump blank.
Go blank. Go gadget.
Nope, it's go figure.
Oh. Invisible blank.
I don't know.
Invisible sister? Disney.
Invisible sister, yeah.
How to build a better blank?
Oh, honey.
How to build a better boy?
Try boy.
It is boy.
Yeah.
All right. Cloud blank nine.
Yeah.
Blank perfect, pixel perfect.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Never stage door.
There she is.
The blank of friendship.
Color. Remember you glazed over it earlier?
Okay. Bad blank day.
Hair.
Probably. Yep. Yes! Yep.
Hell yeah.
Blank PED. But it's like one word. Blank.
ZAPPED.
We're giving like no chance for the audience to like think. We're just like.
Okay.
The tagline of this one. Boys will be boys, but better. This is your movie.
What one?
Oh, it's zapped. So it's like zapped, but the APP in it is a different letter. So it must be an app to like make a better boy.
Ah.
Good for Zendaya. Okay, upside down blank.
Pineapple cake.
Upside down magic?
Wow.
Adventures in blank? Is that babysitting?
Babysitting.
Amazing. Ooh, minute blank. Minutemen?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Next one. True blank.
TRU blank 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 blank.
True Confessions.
I don't remember that one.
Ah, so good.
Twit. TWIT blank 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 blank. Twitches.
Read it and blank. Read it.
Your
and...
favorite movie.
Weep. Dude, it's so good. Read it and Weep.
I don't remember. I'll have to rewatch it.
Oh, so good. And then Wendy Wu, Homecoming, Badass.
Warrior. Oh. Yep. That too.
And then the iconic Get a Blank.
Get a condom. Get a clue.
Get a clue. With
Get a Lindsay Lohan.
Get a Lindsay Lohan. Wow. That was some easy, some hard.
Ooh, I got 21 out of 30, right?
I just pressed I give up on all of them. I didn't type
them. I was typing them in.
And you were the one that's like, ew, I don't want to type them. I'm like, I didn't even.
Right, and then I thought we were both going to do it, and then you were snaky about it.
Yep. Petty Python
coming at you 24/7 every episode.
What's our last one?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to do one more? Are you not into the Zodiac High School Musical one?
I was thinking more so the Which Disney Channel Must Go, but we can do both.
Which what?
Which Disney Channel original movie must go?
Oh, yeah, let's do that one then.
And then we can do the Zodiac one. Why not?
We'll see how, yeah, this one doesn't look that long.
All right, so first one, folks, which Disney Channel movie must go between High School Musical and High School Musical 2?
I would pick 2.
I would pick 1.
Haha, 75% High School Musical 2 gone.
Haha, you lose
High School Musical 2. Okay.
Okay. Next one. Which Disney Channel? We're so in sync.
I know, right?
You take this one.
Which, thanks, Boo. Which Disney Channel original movie must go? This is a hard one. Cadet Kelly, Xenon, or Smart House? I guess I would say Xenon, since it probably left the least impression on me.
And I'd say Smart House.
Oh, it's so, well, okay. Which
Smart
one?
Smart House took the cake on that one.
Well,
but it was close.
Because people don't want to deal with their, like, emotions, you know?
We all aren't, like, earth signs with air, with, like, water moves, okay, Keith? Some of us are, like, a double air.
And sorry. Sorry.
Okay, next one. Which Disney Channel movie must go? Oh, yeah, you're right. 13th year, now I'm looking at a different guy. Which Disney Channel must go? Motocross or Halloween Town?
You love motocross, right?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. I'm going to say 13th year's got to go.
I would say motocross because I haven't watched it. 66%. Sorry, motocross.
Damn, not that many lesbians out there, I guess.
No, I guess they weren't into it. Oh, God.
Okay, take one? A look at the picture of the girls on the right of this one and tell me they're twins.
The twins. Double teamed. Which must go? Johnny Tsunami, Johnny Kapahala back on board, or double teamed?
Double teamed's gotta go.
But it's inspirational. Now that you mention it, I do remember they said, like, behind the scene things, one of them had to wear, like, higher shoes to match the other one. Yes,
and then they did that whole breaking a knee one that was so bad and fake. Like,
the middle. Johnny Kapahala sequel lost.
I don't figured. No one. He looks like he's like 30 in that picture.
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed.
Next one.
Oh, I didn't know I was reading it. Which must go? Camp Rock, Princess Protection Program, or Twitches?
Well, Twitches is staying, obviously.
Right. Princess Protection Program, I don't remember that much, but I never really watched Camp Rock either, so.
I'm going to say that Camp Rock has to go because girl power.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. And that's I'm it, so disappointed right now, folks.
Princess Protection Program lost, so the man wins again. So,
but here's the thing, what I'm also disappointed about, very true facts, solid pull out there, Keith. But Twitches, 36%. Who the fuck voted for Twitches to go?
Terrorists.
Pretty much. Okay, next one. Which Disney Channel must go? Luck of the Irish, Pixel Perfect, or Jump In?
Jump In.
I've never seen Jump In, so I have to.
I saw part. Oh no, Pixel Perfect must go. Sorry. Sorry, oh, girl. No. Stacy kind of knows. Which Disney... Last one. Which Disney Channel movie must go? Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior, The Cheetah Girls, or Get a Clue? This is just basically asking us to, like, knock down the womanhood of
Pegs. Yeah.
Literally. It's like, okay, you're sexist no matter what you pick.
Yep. And unfortunately, and I've racist. Never seen Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
You just earlier you were like badass. Love
well,
that
she
bitch.
Is all the commercials for it. That was also the best part about DCOMs. They would like put commercials out to like get you excited for it.
Yeah.
Always at 8 o'clock, and then it was like 10 o'clock. You had to go to bed. It was perfect, but Wendy, it was dope. But I just never watched. I never got around to watching it.
So what are you picking then?
Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior. Never seen it.
Okay.
And it's tied with Get a Clue. What did you pick?
I picked Wendy Wu as well. I was guilty you so hard. I'm
how
like,
can
wow.
people get a clue though? That one was so good.
I know.
Oh, any result.
They don't know.
They don't know. They need to get
they
a clue.
Ha ha.
All right, final one.
Yeah.
This is all about zodiacs, baby.
Let me.
This one. This star sign. Which High School Musical character are you based on these zodiac questions? All right, you ready? Oh, this is where you put like your own sun sign and stuff in there. Okay, dope. So what's your sun
Oh.
sign? I'm a Libra.
Plano.
Party.
What? Okay, Capricorn.
Okay, what's your moon sign? Libra.
Libra. For me
No, your
too,
moon is
right?
Cancer.
Oh, okay.
You're
Rising is
rising.
Libra.
Yes, you're rising a Libra. Capricorn is my rising. Finally, pick a sign you vibe with easily.
Not Libra.
Fuck you. Your best friend Brian Bieber is also a Libra, okay?
Fine, I'll pick Libra. What are
And
you
I'll
gonna
pick
pick?
Capricorn. No, I'm not. I can't pick Capricorn. You're the only Capricorn.
Wow. I'll pick Libra. Oh, yes.
I'm gonna pick Gemini. I love me some Geminis.
Who'd you get?
Who'd you get?
I got Troy Bolton.
Me too.
Oh my God. It says Troy is a friendly basketball jock who tries to live up to his friends and his dad's expectations, but find his passion is singing as well as performing with Gabriella. Like Troy, sometimes you deal with peer pressure and have trouble navigating what your career or passion should be. In the end, you always do the right thing. Interesting. Okay. I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'll get it, you know, but I sing my own track, so.
Yeah, I mean, I expect nothing less.
Obviously.
Toads odds. Listen, what your favorite DComs
Yes, absolutely. And we're gonna be posting on the Patreon
What?
fucking twins. And I wanna know, did they Disney tried to gaslight us and try and make us think that those motherfuckers were twins and tried to convince us and try and they
Literally.
thought they could pull it over on all the audience members. Oh yeah, they look close enough. They look like twins.
It's on the Patreon. I posted a picture of the two that they were supposed to be twins in the movie, and I posted, are they twins? So please go to our Patreon and let us know if you truly think they're like twins.
Yes, please
Yeah,
do. I need to know.
there's some speculation over here, so.
Oh, there's not some. There's boatloads of them, folks.
Oh yeah, not twins, no twinning.
No
So,
twinning.
no twinning. It's kind of opposite because when you and your like friend are like matching, you're like, oh my God, twinning. But when you see double teamed, you're like, no
What?
twinning. That's double teamed. I'm gonna have to like get fucked up and watch that movie.
Don't. You're gonna be so depressed.
I'm gonna
And
be
then
like,
there's
they
this
are
one part of
twins.
it. This movie, it's so bad. There's that one scene where she's like trying to play with the basketball, and it's in slow-mo, and she's like bouncing back and forth side to side, and it's like you're like, and the clock is running down. It's like 5, 4, and she's like bouncing back and forth, dribbling the ball in front of her opponent, like trying to be all bad. It's so bad. Mark on me.
I literally must have blocked most of. Okay, they gaslit me so well that in the beginning of this episode, I said that they were actually twins.
Yes.
Like I believed it to this day. I'm like, no, they were twins though. You're like, no, they were. Keith, there's behind the scenes stuff explaining that they weren't twins. I'm like, no, they were twins. Oh my God. Well,
House of
check
Mouse,
out the
man. You just
Patreon.
checked in.
I think it was Disney House of Villains, but it was like a spin-off like cartoon show
If Google.
that. I'm like it was House of Villains was like I swear.
Yeah, you thought they were twins too. You swore they were twins.
I mean, yeah, I don't. I'll find it. Mickey from Mickey's. I don't know. Maybe it was Mickey's House of Villains and it was the movie, but I'm mixing it up with like a TV show.
Maybe. I feel like I'm gonna get a feverish text from you at like 3 in the morning. Like a string of
Yep.
just text after text
We're
after
it
text,
all
and
connected.
you've gone down into this wormhole
Yeah, earlier today, like you read all of my texts through, and it was just like this emotion. It was an emotional journey that like you actually thanked me for.
I did. I straight up did. I read
I
all of your
just
texts from because I was so busy I couldn't respond like all day. And it was like from
Right.
where we started to where we ended.
Yeah. Do a selfie.
Yes.
Sending podcast off. Yeah, good times. So, that pretty wraps it up.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what everyone else's favorite decoms are. If you've got any of the same ones,
Yeah.
let us know. And hey, let us know which decom you think we should throw on for our next drink along.
I think
If it's
drink
even
every
on Disney
time.
Plus, I'm gonna be so pissed.
I think it is. What if we do like drink every time they don't look like twins?
Plastered, wasted in the hospital. Hook me up to an IV of vodka. That's how much you have to.
You imagine you get alcohol poisoning and in your progress like ER visit? No, it was like was watching Double
Double
Team
Team and was
and
drinking every time they did this.
the doctor reads the note, they're like, "Dear God."
They're like, wait, they're not? Damn House of Mouse, gaslit me.
To think he knew we were twins. Wow. I need to
The
do
nurse
some.
is like, they had the behind the scenes, and the doctor's like, and then the other, the like attendant is like, one of them had to put lifts in the shoes, and the doctor's like, what? Hotel bed while all of these doctors and nurses are like debating.
So then they're all fighting over if the show's real or not, and then I wake up. It was a fever dream the whole time.
But like fireworks are going off in the background, and you're hearing an 8-bit version of Katy Perry's Firework, and you're like, oh.
Know, and I know you're dead. Was a dream, but you passed from alcohol poisoning, and I wake up to fireworks going off outside my window. And I'm like, RIP,
There's your
RIP,
toe.
bitch. There's your toe.
There's your
Oh
toe.
my God. Oh my God. Double teamed. Isn't that like a sex term, too?
Yeah.
And that passed to be a DCOM title?
Mean, they also tried to pass them off as twins. They thought they could get away with a lot of shit with that one.
And you know what? It worked for some people.
I'm gonna see if I can find a video of the horrible dribbling at
Behind
end of game. Like,
or the
I'm
behind
gonna
the
see.
scenes of the platform lifts.
Yes, I'm gonna also try and find a video of like the horrible when she like breaks her knee when they're playing basketball outside too,
Oh,
because of how bad the
yeah.
acting is.
Oh, it's
I swear to
traumatizing.
God, this movie, man.
It's making me want to rewatch it.
Please don't.
Maybe.
Me, I
Maybe.
mean, maybe.
Maybe down the line.
Maybe we do it as a drink along. It'll be better than the fucking reunion episode.
Oh, literally. We can decide which one of the twins, quote unquote, we relate to the most.
I'll do the one with the lifts.
It behind the behind the scenes thing played like every 20
minutes. Yes, Keith.
Because they are both supposed to be super tall basketball playing sisters, but they weren't even twins. Oh, I'll be the one with the lips. Oh my god, I'm gonna pee my pants. That's so funny. Well, folks, let us know what you remember about Double Teamed.
Or when you were double teamed. Yeah, that'd be fine too.
Double team the college years. They're like, twin stuff is really big. They're like, but you're not twins.
You got lips?
You got some lips, baby? We could be twins.
That's going to be our next merch shirt. I'll take the lips.
I'll take the lips. You got some lips, baby? Oh my gosh. Well, this was so much fun.
It was. It was. Oh, so good to walk down memory lane.
Definitely. So, as always, you can reach out to us at twohootsandaholler@gmail.com. Check out our Patreon, our Instagram.
We can just... we'll just...
Check us out.
Check it out.
Hey, baby, you want Dan? Loose joints.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No.
You're just like, yeah. That was so sad, so fast. All right. Keep in touch, baby.
Yes, keep in touch.
Keep in touch, double teamed.
The college years. Keep in touch.
The college years. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Bye.